He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Tuesday Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager, Bill Gunderson, and Barry Kite on the other end of the line here. Barry,
good
we've
morning,
had a
Bill.
Sudden spill. Good morning. A sudden spill in the market here since it opened. And I think it's the Tesla news has definitely taken the NASDAQ south. Well, let's get right to it. The Dow's down 173 right now at 30,252. But let's not forget it hit a new all-time high as recently as yesterday, as did the NASDAQ. The NASDAQ, however, has all of a sudden gone negative, down 120. We'll get to the Tesla news in a minute. NASDAQ's at 15,862. The S&P's down 25 right now. It hit a new all-time high yesterday. So down about a half a percent on the big averages. The NASDAQ about 0.8%. S&P's at 46.76. The small caps, which have been breaking out recently, 24.29, down 13 points today. Crude oil up 85 cents, 82.78, is the Biden administration talking about closing down another pipeline coming from Canada going through Michigan. And oil prices are up 85 cents to 82.78. Gold is up 80 cents. Gold actually kind of broke out yesterday. We're going to have to keep our eye on gold. 1828. It never ventures
well
too far from 1800.
Right.
Finally, you're $28 above it. Silver's down 18 cents to 24.36. You got a big drop in interest rates again today. That's crazy. Down 5/10 or down 5 basis points to 144. As talk of a new Fed chairwoman coming on board. Bitcoin up 1572. I think that's a new high, 67,069. So welcome to today's Best Stocks Now show with professional money manager Bill Gunderson and chartered financial analyst Barry Kite. The first story is a sign of the time here. You know, I think it's going to come back, that experience I had in the year 2000, seeing one of the biggest bubbles of all time in the market in those dot-com stocks, I think it's going to serve me well at some point in the future, because I continue to see crazy bubbles. This is the crazy story of the day. I got to begin with this. There's a company called Naked Brands. Well, they make lingerie, all right? And it has been a terrible stock, NAKD, and they announced that they're going to merge. This yesterday was a 71-cent stock. It's not moving a whole lot, but just a sign of the time, they're going to become the newest EV maker. Naked Brands is merging with medium-duty commercial electric vehicle maker Centro Automotive Group in an all-stock transaction. When's the last time a lingerie stock merged with an electric vehicle stock?
That's quite a pivot.
You know,
That's quite a pivot.
That is the crazy story of the day, but it's also symbolic of the craziness that I'm seeing that reminds me very much of the year 2000. Now, the Tesla news. Because this is really sinking the NASDAQ right now. Tesla sold 54,391 China-made vehicles in October, down 3.3% month over month. But here's the big number. Local deliveries plunged 74%. You know, I've been saying that you got to wonder about with China cracking down on all of these their own tech companies, what about U.S. companies that do business and sell products into China? this is quite a shock, the massive plunge in Tesla sold vehicles to China. You know, they exported most of these China-made vehicles, and their local deliveries plunged 74%. Now, what's that doing to Tesla's stock today? Which you could say is one of the biggest bubbles of all time from a valuation point of view. Tesla stock is right now down, well, it's recovered somewhat. It was down about 9%. Now it's down just 6%. It would seem, Barry, that any sell-off in Tesla is met with buying, okay?
Yeah, and now I know that they had plans to, you know, those numbers, because I know it's interesting in the EV market where they come out, you know, some of these sales numbers, you know, every month.
Right.
But it's interesting to me because, you know, I know they had plans to, you know, export some of the, I think it's the Model 3 that they're making over there, if I'm not mistaken. But the, you know, they had plans to export those. I just didn't, you know, so I don't know how much of it was the fact that, you know, they might have a chip shortage. So, you know, they've done a very good job of sourcing these chips.
Yeah.
So they build it and it's like, okay, well, we're going to take these deliveries over here, right, because of the fact that we only have so many chips. And then who knows, maybe they deliver them all to China next month. Like, you know, I don't know the plan.
Yeah.
But, you know, on the surface, I need to dive in a little bit more to figure out, you know, if that's really good or bad. It could just be the fact that they're, you know, working around the supply, you know, chain issues that we know already exist.
Yeah, and I wonder, but, you know, I wonder if China isn't kind of snubbing and telling their people not to buy U.S. products, because there is some bad
friction on the technology,
right now.
No, on the technology end, on some of the self-driving pieces, you know, I think Tesla had to actually, you know, change up some of their sensors and
yes.
some other things, because essentially it was collecting data, right,
right.
in China, and
Chinese
and
people.
Potentially that data could make it back to us, right? And so.
Yeah.
I know they've locked down a lot of the data piece of it from that standpoint, but it's interesting
okay.
news.
Now we got one more in the electric vehicle industry, EVgo Inc. They signed a deal with General Motors. They're expanding their charger stall deal with General Motors, and that was the sector that was on fire yesterday because there's in the infrastructure bill, I think there's $7.5 billion that goes to helping build out
the charging
you know, infrastructure. And so those are your three stories today, going along with the green energy, the naked brands, okay,
right.
a lingerie stock merging with an electric truck maker. Tesla's sales in China plunging, and EVgo getting a deal with General Motors. And the other big part of this whole package, this infrastructure package, somewhere in there, it's a credit of $12,500 for buying an electric vehicle that's made by a union car maker. I haven't found the answer to my question. Does that mean that Tesla remains at $7,500, the incentive from the government to buy
yeah,
one?
Yeah, or is it zero? Yeah, I don't. I know it's not. You know, I know.
It can't
I know
be
that was,
zero.
I don't
we would
think
have heard
it would
about
be either.
It.
Right. Yeah. I think you're right in terms of it staying because they have no union labor.
No, if it's $12,500, that's a big incentive. And that, you know, Ford was one of the hottest stocks in the market yesterday. So we'll have to look into that today and see, because that would be a big disparity. If you were trying to decide between the Ford Mustang SUV all-electric or the Hummer all-electric from GM or the Tesla all-electric, there's an extra $5,000 apparently in there for union-made cars. Yesterday also I saw we mentioned it, the infrastructure stocks, the usual companies, Cleveland-Cliffs, U.S. Steel, Nucor, Freeport-McMoRan, Alcoa, they were all higher, and some of the equipment makers like Caterpillar and Deere. But when you break it down, and I've looked at it a little bit, that infrastructure bill is $1 trillion, really 10% of it. is what goes to infrastructure, these kinds of companies. So it's not as big as you would think, but there are a lot of goodies in there for the EV sector. We also had a company hit $2 trillion. Welcome to the club. I'm sure it's dropping back below $2 trillion today. But Google, one of the FANG stocks, it's back under $2 trillion, but it hit $2 trillion yesterday for the first time when it hit $3,020 a share. I think it's fair to say that Google has some pretty stiff resistance at the $3,000 level. And when we come back in the chips, couple of chip stocks were big winners yesterday, and one of them is following through today. And then I want to talk just a little bit about Jerome Powell. It's looking less and less like he will be the next, will remain on as the Fed chairman. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite. We'll be right back. Welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now show. The NASDAQ has rebounded quite a bit, and it's only two stocks that are affecting the NASDAQ to the negative. One of our stocks, PayPal, did not have a good earnings report. It was down 11% last time I looked. You know, it's had a bad chart. And I've been thinking in my mind, I don't like the way this thing is trading. I just don't like the way it's trading, but I've held on to it. And I continue to hold on to it, but it's given us grief today. It's the biggest loser in the S&P 500. See, we talk about our losers, too. It's the biggest loser in the NASDAQ, down about 10 or 11%. I'm going to count on you.
Payment, a lot of those payment stocks have had some issues. I mean,
I know.
Think of, especially your more, you know, PayPal has now become more traditional, right? But, you know, you think of, you know, you think of something like Affirm, which we've had some, you know, some success with, certainly.
Right.
You know, those purchases, like, you know, having a chance to, say, use Affirm, right, versus PayPal. And PayPal has their own Affirm-like, you know, payment thing where you can pay over time as well. But, you know, I'm sure Affirm's taking, you know, they're taking some of that market share, some of those payments away from PayPal. You know, and they were, and PayPal was a little bit later to the Bitcoin game, right, in terms of adding that to their repertoire. But, you know, it's still the, you know, behemoth when it comes to, you know, online purchases, right? But, you know, there's more and more competition in that space.
Yeah, and it's just, you know, technology is moving so quickly. I got out of Visa and MasterCard quite a while ago. We made some big money in those two stocks as they kind of became antiquated in technology. Fintech passing them by. But now for Square's been under pressure, too. I guess Square and PayPal are now being passed by Affirm and other fintech companies. That just shows you how fast technology moves in today's world. The stock of the day, I'm going to call right now, Roblox. We'll get into that in the second half of the show. You have more, you have more experience with Roblox. I have never played or never logged into their website. But I do know that it's a very much in the metaverse.
Up 28% today?
Yep.
Wow.
They had a monster quarter, so we'll get to that in the second half. And GE's also kind of a winner. They're going to break it up, which it's about time, into like three different companies. So instead of one, garbage company, you're going to have three garbage companies, but maybe one will be better. I don't know. We'll see. But GE is a mover also today. Now, yesterday, the big winner was AMD once again, and we're pretty proud of ourselves for being big supporters of this stock. Not supporters, investors. And it was not that long ago. You can look it up, Barry. When did you write the latest article? We've written several articles over the years.
Yeah,
on AMD.
I pulled it up yesterday. I think it was in July, and you know, based on the huge move from yesterday, it's pulled back a bit today. But yesterday, I think it was up 66% since we wrote the article.
Versus the S&P.
I think the S&P was up about 7. I'm pulling
there
it
there you
right
go.
Now, but.
So that's those 59 points are called alpha. That's what we're seeking here. We're seeking alpha. in everything we do. You know, we don't always accomplish it, but we do everything we can do. And you have to ask yourself, what characteristics does a company have to have or a stock have to have that potential to deliver alpha? Well, I would just say looking at an IBM or AT&T, they have very little chance of ever delivering.
Well, an Intel, you know, so a more recent version, right, instead of IBM, you know, more recent version being Intel. And, you know, for the longest time, AMD, you know, when Intel slipped, AMD did better. And then usually Intel would catch back up and then, you know, AMD would kind of falter. But, you know, with Intel, you know, they, you know, I think one of our original premises for an article, you know, a couple of years back was the fact that, you know, in technology, you know, when you slip nowadays, you know, catching back up is much, much harder. And catch up, you better get it right. And they've had a handful of missteps, Intel has, over that time period, which has created that, you know, bigger and bigger gap. And that, I think that's what led to the news yesterday with Facebook is going to use AMD's chips
that's
in their data
the
centers. And so that, you know, sent the stock, it was up over 10%?
11%
or so
yesterday.
Yeah. Wow.
As Facebook announced it will use AMD's chips in its data centers, not Intel. And, you know, I would just say that one of the biggest factors in delivering alpha, there's two really, and they're tied to one another. Number one is growth. Growth in earnings. Stocks follow earnings, and over the last 5 years, AMD's growth in earnings has been 135% per year. That's the average annual growth rate. Intel, by contrast, over the last 5 years has been 17% per year. So there's why you have that alpha. Now, you can also tie earnings growth to management. It's management. And making the right decisions. And, of course, the people that are developing these technologies that are better than their competitors. NVIDIA also had a big day yesterday. You know, they got to be tied to Roblox. They're tied to the metaverse. They're tied to crypto. And it hit a new all-time high yesterday. It's closing in. It's $780 billion now. You may see it at a trillion eventually. BMO lifted the price target to 375 yesterday. That's Bank of Montreal. And the stock hit 313. So I still say that the two chip stocks are AMD and NVIDIA. Okay, now, on Jerome Powell for a minute. There's one Democrat in the FOMC, and it's Lael Brainard. And she's been seen in the White House, you know, being interviewed and talking with Joe Biden. You know, there's not there probably is somewhere where you can bet.
I have the odds. The odds right now, at least, I think it's probably around 60% or so that Powell. That's you know at a that's at you know one of those London.
Yeah.
You know, betting where you can bet on, you know, who wins elections and pretty much bet on anything you want to.
Yeah, okay. You know, I think it's hard for this administration to have a Republican running the Fed. And Elizabeth Warren has called him a dangerous man. And we'll see. And, you know, for whatever reason, interest rates are dropping. I would think at the end of the day, Brainard would be even more of a dove.
Well,
than
in policy
Powell.
Wise, right? You know,
yes.
Right. In policy wise, you know, she, you know, they are very similar. So, at least from that standpoint, you know, at least from interest rate policy, they're very similar. You would, you know, at least when Powell came in, he was considered more hawkish, certainly than she is. The one trick is going to be on the banking regulation side. She's much more, you know, in the camp of, you know,
heavy regulations.
I'm trying to remember the other. Right. And so, you know, so that's going to be, you know, you're going to get some pushback from the banks on that. To me is, you know, look at all the other Fed governors, and we just announced another one that's the parting ways here soon. So,
yeah, he resigned yesterday. Quarles resigned yesterday.
Right.
So we're going to get four new people on the Fed. Okay, when we come back, we do have to talk about the old energy. Remember oil and natural gas and all this that we still rely on? There's some big news there, too. We'll be right back. Back here to the second half of today's Best Stocks Now show. With the Dow down 125 right now, and the NASDAQ's been all over the place. It's two stocks really impacting the NASDAQ. It's PayPal and it's Tesla on their very weak sales to China of Tesla vehicles. The NASDAQ right now is down 60 points. It was down 120, so buying in any sell-off in Tesla brings in buying. Okay, now, here's the energy stories of the day. As oil continues to ratchet higher, as gasoline prices continue to ratchet higher, the Biden administration is strongly considering the shutdown of Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline that goes through Michigan. We are heard in the Detroit area with our show, and it's Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer who wants to shut down the 70-year-old pipeline over fears that a spill in the Straits of Mackinac would devastate the Great Lakes and coastal economies. Okay, now Canada, that's one side of this argument that just kind of rose up out of nowhere. The Canadian government has said a shutdown of the pipeline would require 2,100 railroad cars to deliver oil from Superior, Wisconsin to the Imperial Oil Refinery in Ontario. So we'll see. I mean, that couldn't help gas prices, really.
And I've got some good numbers that, I mean, I don't know what economic numbers they're paying attention to, but, you know, the producer price index came out today, right? It was, and it was in line. It was 8.6 in October. So, you know, essentially the core rate rose 6.8%. And this was the one piece, I think. So everything came in line of expectations. But the one thing that got, you know, I heard, and then hearing about shutting some of these wanting to shut some pipeline down, was one-third of the October advance in the index for final demand goods came from prices for gasoline, which rose 6.7%. So one-third of the index, right, was tied to gasoline. So, you know, economically and politically, to me it seems like bad advice, but do what you want to do. But
I just think they're moving, they want to, very much encourage and prod us into an electric vehicle. I mean, that just all of the evidence would add up to that conclusion. Yesterday I was sitting here, I live on a straightaway in the Wando River. It's a straightaway, it's a drag strip sometimes, and there's a boatyard just up the river from me where they work on engines and stuff. And then I think they test them down this stretch. Yesterday I saw like a 40-foot center console with four 300-horsepower engines on it. That thing wasn't even touching the water, man. It was going like 50 miles an hour. That thing, and I go, you know, that guy, he doesn't want no – he's not ever going to convert to solar on that boat. The latest solar boat they have is, you go maybe 2 or 3 miles in it, you know, and then you got to come back and charge it up. So anyways, look, this is the direction that the current administration is taking us, and, like it or not, Europe gas jumps. Here's another. Europe made a huge mistake relying on Putin to give them the oil, natural gas. See, they went with his pipeline, Gazprom. Europe gas jumps again as Russia flows lack Putin's promise boost. You mean Putin wouldn't fulfill a promise he made? Well, they're going to pay through the nose this year for heating their homes in Europe, because now they're relying upon a rogue country like Russia. So I don't know. Good people making bad decisions, it seems like. Robinhood stock slumps 3%. Hackers get millions of email. This is another scandal for Robinhood in the hood. I warned you that thing was going public, you know, and it's the home of the meme traders, and you kind of associate it with a GameStop when Robinhood went to $90 per share. Now it's floundering at $37 per share, going sideways, losing a lot of money, and now they've got a big hack that has happened. The first driverless trucks to deliver goods in Arkansas, Walmart and its partner Gatik are using fully driverless trucks to deliver goods. This is the wave of the future. Now, I can see a big, big space and place for electric vehicles, these short mile deliveries and whatnot, locally bread trucks delivering bread and whatnot. As far as the major transportation, when it comes to airlines and cargo ships and whatnot, we're still going to need a lot of oil. But it happened yesterday in Arkansas. And they want to go in that direction. Other supermarket chains too, Kroger, Albertsons, working on driverless delivery. And of course, the pizza makers are also Pizza Hut. And maybe someday we'll just never leave our home. I don't know. QuantumScape, which we talked about yesterday, had a massive move. You know, they really believe in their solid-state technology for batteries. They think that's the future of batteries. And they announced a San Jose campus, a huge campus, for mass manufacturing. They secured 10-year leases for three new production facilities to expand at San Jose campus. And, of course, they're going in a different direction with the batteries, going to a solid-state battery, which is not being used yet. It's I think Seeking Alpha has it right. They call it a very high-risk, high-reward stock.
Right? Yeah, I think when we were going to write about it, remember we both equated it to a pharmaceutical, biotech almost, right? Where the technology hadn't been proven yet. There's a good sign that they can likely make it work, right? And of course the CEO is always talking it up, but it's still unproven. But we'll see, we'll see where it goes. I think it's an exciting option. It just depends on how it plays out in the end.
Well, it's interesting that they're putting all their effort into building facilities to manufacture these batteries before it's really been proven as being viable. And I would just say I've seen the CEO several times on TV, bit of a promoter. Which a lot of there's a lot of this that goes on in the EV space, the chargers, the hydrogen fuel cells, the Nikola CEO, Trevor Milton. And I would definitely say that the CEO of QuantumScape is a promoter. But this is now a $15 billion company. And all these stocks were on fire yesterday, Blink and all of them, because the infrastructure bill that was passed over the weekend. Okay, Roblox. Okay, take a minute on Roblox. This stock today, listen to this, RBLX, is up. This is the stock of the day. It's busting loose. It's up 36%, busting through 100. This is now a $57 billion company. Tell us a little bit about Roblox, Barry.
Yeah, so they're big. They're gonna. We were joking around about Facebook and Roblox are gonna kind of fight it out for the metaverse, right? And
yep.
So, Roblox is unique. My kid. I've never played it. I've watched it over the shoulder of and everything from our 15-year-old to our 7-year-old will play some version, different versions, but some version of Roblox, right? And they're unique in the fact that they. They have content where, they have someone, will create a game, they put it on the platform, and the person who the creator gets some money for making the game, and then, of course, Roblox gets some money for having the game on their platform. So, some of their development costs are not as not as much, right? And it's more, it's much more of a, you know, kind of a collaborator type platform versus, you know, just your traditional, you know, game maker, and then it's on an Xbox or what have you. So it's
right.
I mean, it's a very, you know, and even your, you know, the 15-year-old can make, you know, different things within the game. So it's a, you know, it's a very, very unique, you know, concept, and it's perfect, right, for this whole move to the metaverse, and it's you know, almost the future of gaming.
Someone called
extent.
It the pure play on the metaverse, and I'm just looking at their sales over the last four quarters, their revenue. I mean, they're very light on earnings right now, but their revenue over the last four quarters up 110%, up 140%, up 127%, up 102%. That's the thing that Best Stocks Now are made of. Now, can that translate down to the bottom line? When we come back, just give us your thoughts on how this stock will be profitable and be a and grow their profits. You know, like AMD has, if there's a chance of that when we come back. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson and Barry Kite.
You got to go where you want to go and do what you want to do.
Welcome back here to the final segment of today's Best Stocks Now show. So just give me a quick, how do they monetize Roblox? Can this company become profitable and be hugely profitable with raging profit growth over the next several years?
Yeah, and the trick is engagement, right? So it's, you know, how it's the old, you know, active daily users, right? Average daily users. And they're very unique in the fact that their engagement, right, from users over 13, right? So number one, think of folks over 13 usually have money, more money, right, than the under 13 crowd. You know, and so in terms of engagement, they are, you know, right now, you know, 51.2% of the engagement is now over 13. Just 2 years ago, it was 40%, right, or almost 41%. So as you can see, these games have gotten, you know, get more sophisticated, right, as someone gets older, and they're, you know, basically maintaining that user throughout. And so, you know, a lot of these games are free, and then when they're in the game, they have, you know, they have in-app purchases, right?
Yeah.
In-game purchases. They're, you know, they have their own currency, Robux. So, you know, they're, as you were talking about in terms of a pure play, right? You know, the trick here is going to be one of the keywords that we love, right? Is reoccurring revenue.
Right.
And so, you know, and so as they, you know, as they have more and more engagement, as they build out these, you know, metaverse worlds, if you will, they're the first ones really who, you know, were in the market for, you know, buying different things for your, you know, for your character right inside the game. And also they're finding other areas of revenue. They're doing a lot of licensing agreements. I think they have a licensing agreement with Nerf. So when you're out shopping, you know, for Christmas this year, you'll probably see a Roblox Nerf gun. They've got
yeah.
you know, toys and everything too. So there's, you know, they're expanding their, you know, various revenue streams, and it's, you know, that's what's going to really drive those, that revenue going forward. Now, the trick is you got to turn it into earnings,
right?
And so that is, you know, that's still, you know, we're still on the cusp of that, but their free cash flow, they didn't earn, you know, they didn't have any earnings. I think it was -3 cents or something this go around, which is actually up, you know, a significant amount from where they were, but their free cash flow is at $170 million. So, on paper, they may not have made money, right? But in terms of cash, they, you know, they had, did bring money through the door. So it's a, you know, exciting place to be. And I think, you know, the real key, like you said, it's a pure play on the metaverse because, you know, Facebook in general, right, is still, you know, an advertising company versus, you know, Roblox, for instance. They're the ones that hosted our friends for the burrito
yes.
for the burrito giveaway, right, that
yes,
basically
Roblox.
broke the internet for Chipotle.
Do they allow advertising? Do they sell advertising on Roblox?
Yeah, well, so what'll happen is they sell it within the game, right? So
within
you'll have a, you know, you can have a store, right? And so there'll be a, you know, you might see a billboard or something within the game. So it's a, you know, it's a very unique, and they've been in that space for a while now. So, you know, if you think of someone who has kind of the head start on some of this stuff, right, it's them, and they already have the engaged users, you know, whether they're from, you know, whether they're 7 years old or whether they're now 15, right? So,
All right. Okay. All right. I'm going to talk about one other one here that's jumping off the page to me besides Roblox. That's Trex. Now we're going in a totally different direction here, but Trex is number 89 out of 6,000. I've owned this stock in the past. I don't currently own it. I wish I did. It's busting loose today. You could call this a green company because instead of, you know, ripping up the trees and making lumber out of them and this and that, they make alternative decking. I've used Trex a lot. It's a good product, and it's really catching on, but they just had a blowout quarter here with people doing work on their homes. That stock is busting loose today on five times normal volume. Their sales were up 45% year over year. Their earnings were up 56%. They don't depend on advertising, right, or engagement. They just want you to buy the product. And I just wonder, I don't know the answer to this. We know that lumber prices soared earlier this year. I would think Trex would be a petroleum product, no?
Well,
plastics?
Yeah, I mean, it's a composite, right? So, I mean, anything that has plastic, right, is going to be using some version of petroleum normally. Now, you know, the trick is the cost benefit, right? So,
exactly.
With lumber going up, it made Trex, you know, products more, you know, more palatable to spend on because the difference wasn't as much between wood and their product. We had you know, someone I talked to who started finishing a deck, right, bought half the lumber to begin with at a cheaper price, had to pay a lot for the second batch of lumber, right, for the second half of the deck.
Yep.
And if they knew that they were going to pay that much for the second half of the deck, they were like, well, I would have just bought, you know, something like Trex to start off with because it would have made more sense. But you know,
and there's a big issue with maintenance. I mean, you don't have to paint. I had Trex fence in California. I had a big Trex fence around my property. It lasts. I didn't have to paint it. It was beautiful stuff. You could snap it together and whatnot. So anyways, those are the two stocks jumping off the page to me today, Roblox, RBLX, which we'll have to take another look at. We decided against it, not to write it up. No, not Roblox. What was the one we decided not to write up? The QuantumScape.
Yeah, QuantumScape.
But we should revisit Roblox for sure. We are invested in the Meta. We're invested in the Meta stock, and as far as Trex goes, I'll take another look at that. That thing has soared, man. It's gone from $6 a share to $132. What a big winner that has been over the years as a wood replacement out of Winchester, Virginia. Okay, well, the newsletter, I really, you know, now that 90% of the companies have reported earnings, it's had a significant impact on the earnings estimates for next year and the year after that. That's key. I mean, that's what's driven the market for 12 years. And if this market's going to go higher, it comes down to two things. The earnings have to continue to increase, and that multiple is going to have to remain elevated in order to justify this current price of the market. And the market going higher, and there's definitely a lot of bubbles in the market today that are very, very worrisome. And I really do believe that that experience that I had in 2000, seeing you know, the bubbles collapse, will come in very handy at some point in the future, because I see some collapsing bubbles in our future in my crystal ball. I can't tell you when, but there's some pretty big bubbles out there. If you'd like to get ahead of it, give us a call, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities.
Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisory firm. All accounts are held at Ameritrade. Ameritrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.